Way back in the 16th century, cancer was discovered. However, now in the 21st century, you have discovered the cancer-kicking mindset of Aidan Murphy. From fighting a beast of inoperable cancer to battling the caustic mindset that very much comes with it, allow Aidan Murphy to enter your moment, where his experience can help you deal with this life-changing event. Just go to AidanMurphy.com, where this fighter's engaging and dynamic blogs and podcasts are waiting and wanting to hold your hand and help. AidanMurphy.com, a real inspiring home in a virtual world.
Hello there. Welcome aboard podcast number 8. Recorded on the 18th of October, 2017. How are you doing? Well, if you haven't already known, I'm just back from a whirlwind adventure of flying my beloved St. Pio hot air balloon in Mandovi in North Italy, of all places, well, where we have it stationed. Everything worked out really well, including my very first podcast recording from the basket, would you believe? So welcome aboard, and let's kick off with a few minutes of what it's like inside the basket of St. Pio as we fly our majestically through the air. Hello there. And if you're listening to me now, this is the first podcast I've ever recorded live from a hot air balloon. And we're currently flying at about 500 feet over Mandovi in North Italy. The balloon, of course, St. Pio, Golf Papa Papa India Oscar. So, haven't done this before. Excuse the air traffic radio in the background. We have to keep it on because we have a flight plan filed with Milan Air Traffic, so we have to be able to hear them as they call us. Of course, there's the burner. The burner noise as well, which keeps us in the air. So, flying along. And what time is it here? 5 p.m. 5 p.m. local time in the evening. So we're just cooling down, which is a perfect time for. In command of our flight is not me. Is Andy Martin.
Contact Cremona on frequency 119.650.
As I said, if you've just joined the podcast, you're very welcome. First time from a hot air balloon. And I'm just going to say hello to one of our crew here, Darren. Just say hello to everybody.
Hello.
That's Darren. Darren has joined us from Somerset in the UK. He's a regular crew with St. Pio out here. As I said, Andy's in command of the flight, so I'm just going to say a quick hello to Andy.
Aidan, hi, how you doing?
So I don't upset his concentration.
So let him. You mean I might crash into one of the trees?
I don't think so, thank God. Very interesting flight we have. As I said, excuse the air traffic in the background. I'll say a quick hello to Lauren.
Hello.
In between Andy's birth. So there we go, short and sweet, guys. So just a quick hello from the St. Pio hot air balloon flying here in Mandovi in Italy. Thank you. So now you know what it's like to podcast from a hot air balloon and fighting, or struggling rather, between my voice and the noise of the burner, of course. But hey, we got to stay safe in the air. Incidentally, that flight was a 30-minute flight. I took over after I finished the podcast, and we landed just the far side of Mondavi town. And we flew at approximately 600 to 1,000 feet for most of it. It's an amazing experience flying hot air balloons, and all I can say to you is my 3 days in Italy were just not fantastic, fan-super-tastic. I know I'm making that word up, but there's no word to describe it, so I have to make it up. Of course, none of it was going to be possible without my friends and my crew, Sir Andrew Martin, or Sir Andy as I call him, my partner in crime with St. Pio, which we base in Italy full-time. Of course, we have a new balloon pilot which joined us for the trip, Captain Tom Reddy, Captain Ryan Workman, who was out there before and over 40 years flying experience, our flight crew Darren Waite, Guy Walker, Lauren Crocker, the Italian contingent as I call them, John Franco Lombardo, Giorgio and Sabina, Paolo Baggioni, the local pilot and also authorised Civil Aviation Authority inspector for St. Pio, and of course St. Pio's official photographer, the one and only Fulvio Silvestri. And not forgetting, of course, my good friends, Nicky and Paolo Bonanno. So like every beautiful picture and beautiful story, there's a lot of work behind it. I apologize if I've missed anybody out, but you know what? The people this weekend, since last Wednesday, since I left in Shockton, have just been unreal to me. I wasn't allowed to lift a finger. I was left in the Jeep with the heat on and just called when my basket space was available to board. And Sir Andrew, being Sir Andrew, insisted that when I got inboard that I couldn't sit back and relax, that I had to do some of the flying as well, which of course I did and was very grateful for. Flying in Mondavi, 22 degrees, and just the autumn colours, it was like a whole conflict in my mind. I was in winter but looking at summer, and my mind thought the same. It was just totally surreal. And of course in Mondavi, in case you don't realise, 300 days flying as opposed to what we get, maybe 30 hours a year flying here in Ireland. Hence the addiction, or rather hence the attraction of Mondavi. I think addiction is a much better word. And if I may be so bold, I'm going to quote from one of my pilot colleagues and friends, obviously, that came out to Mondavi with us. He wrote me this message, so it's a private message, so with his permission I'm going to read it, but we won't obviously identify the person, but it's one of the St. Pio pilots. That's as close as you're going to get me. So here goes. Hi Aidan, I'm just sat in Turin Airport, waiting to go, reflecting on the past week. Just wanted to thank you again for letting me part of your adventure and for the privilege of flying with you in St. Pio. I will never be able to explain what it meant to me or repay the favour truly, but I am so very grateful. It was one of the finest experiences of my life. I went for a run yesterday afternoon and spent much of it in tears, not from sadness, but hope, joy and gratitude, trying to process everything. Difficult to explain, but it doesn't happen often. What hasn't in my life until recently was quite overwhelming. I asked permission to read that because I think it's important. It just hits the nail on the head, which is very important to me. And ballooning, that's the essence of ballooning. Amazing camaraderie, amazing friendships, and just that sheer magic, that pure magic. And if you ask what is magic, I don't know what magic is, because magic is by definition magic. I'm not meant to know what it is, and neither are you, by the way. I can extend on that magic. When I came home on Saturday evening. The lads came home on Tuesday. I had a second flight, or rather a second escape plan, to come home on Saturday, which I took value for it, because I needed to come home to rest from my chemo on Tuesday. My bloods should have been way down. I shouldn't have got my chemo on Tuesday because of the sheer antics I've been up to for the last previous few days. But guess what? My white blood cells were triple what they should have been. Think about that. Triple what they should have been. So of course my chemo flowed. The magic of St. Pio and the magic of hot air ballooning, with my friends and colleagues ably and abettingly helping it, I can assure you. So thank you all to everybody for listening to this podcast. I hope I haven't missed out anybody earlier on the thank yous. That's why I did them first. Of course, not leaving the best wine to last. Big thanks to Alison and Aoife, the two ladies in my life, for trusting me to go away, trusting my friends to mind me. And of course, Alison in full charge of the massive amounts of daily meds that have to be taken at certain times and daily injections, which have to go along with it too. There's a whole backbone team here in Ireland making sure that I wasn't forgetting anything when I was in Mandeville either. So who knows when my next balloon flight will be? Please God, my health will improve. I'm going to not annihilate this cancer. I'm going to beat it. And I'm doing so with the help of a lot of people. And as I said, I've just name-checked a few of them. The people maybe I should have name-checked first. My professor, Oscar Brannock in the Bonsie Cure. Staff nurse Jackie, registrar Dr. Darko, Moira, my fab tea lady, stroke healthcare professional who never lets me go hungry up there. They all played an amazing part in the last few days, and I'm here to reap the, my bloods were there to reap the benefit of it on Tuesday, which they did. So, Captain Murph signing off. Do nip over to aidanmurphy.com. And if you can at all, I've done a few podcasts now, you might be so kind just to leave a small review of any for any of my podcasts. I would really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Stay connected with Aidan by heading over to his website, aidanmurphy.com. From there, book Aidan to give an inspiring motivational talk to your workplace, college or club. Read his popular blog, tune into his podcasts, follow him on Twitter and LinkedIn, or simply catch up with him on Facebook. aidanmurphy.com. A real inspiring home in a virtual world.